Welcome to Wrestling the Revenue Podcast, where we educate, enlighten, and encourage how to improve our quality, sleep to grow our business, and improve your health and wellness. I am Donna D. Mooring, certified sleep science coach, certified holistic life coach, author, national editor of the Black National Unity News, and a speaker. I am pleased to have my special guest, Janelle Clark Holly, relationship strategist. Welcome, Janelle, and thank you for your time and expertise.
I want to thank you for providing me with the opportunity first to even be here. It's always important to me that I'm out here sharing the message that God has laid on my heart so I can empower other individuals who are working through these areas.
Well, thank you. And I appreciate that because at times people always see opportunity. They just think, well, because I'm not paying, it's not that important. So I'm glad that you do see the value. So I definitely appreciate that. Okay,
yes,
so I'm going to get right to the question. Okay, now the first one, why is it so important to focus on relationships and businesses?
You know, it's critically important to focus on relationships, you know, in a multitude of ways. So I have both the joy and the humble privilege to really support individuals in the relationships that they have with their significant others, with themselves, because so many times people don't even recognize that you have a relationship with yourself. And that relationship impacts the relationship you have with your significant other, with your children, with your coworkers, with everyone. And then ultimately, the relationship that you have with your business and really understanding how when you start to view them as relationships, you then can strategically work to determine, is this a healthy relationship? Is this relationship going to lead to success? So it's really important to really help people in understanding, are you in a place where you are having your needs met? And are you in a place where you are helping to meet the needs of someone else or your business? So this work is critical because in everything that we do, it's about having a relationship.
That is true. So thank you for that. Now, something just came to mind. Now, is there one specific characteristic that attracts the wrong person, whether it's personal relationship or business relationship? Is there any like specific characteristic?
Absolutely. Dishonesty. And it's without hesitation, right? Because what I really want people to understand is be true to who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Often the clients that I have the opportunity to work with, they are presenting themselves in a way that is disingenuous. Now, I'm not saying, you know, I'm a sister. So some days mama got her waves on, some days mama got her braids on, some days mama got an extension, right? So please understand and hear me, right? I'm not talking about culturally how you present, right? Because that's all part of who you are. But
right,
it's about when I am articulating to you that even something as simple as I don't mind you calling me back, but if I'm going to bubble up inside when I don't hear from you, then I need to be honest with you that that's a problem for me. If I'm in business and I have a relationship with my business as an entrepreneur, and I'm like, okay, my goal was to make, you know, to support this amount of clients, and every night I'm not doing anything, am I being honest about that being my goal? Because what am I doing? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And again, thinking about even at work, when your boss comes to you and your boss is like, do you mind taking on this project? We're so conditioned to not be honest. Where we'll say, oh, okay, well, I can work on that. Well, are you being honest? Do you have the time? And where are you taking that time from? So that's why, for me, dishonesty is so important. And why do we feel the need to be dishonest? Because we're trying to please others. You got to take care of yourself.
Yes, yes. Oh, my goodness. There are two things that really resonated with me. When you had said that as far as not being truthful with someone, even because a lot of people are afraid to speak up, especially on their job, because they feel as though that if I do, that I'll get fired. And so that really brings to mind, because I know a couple of years ago, a new assistant director, I think of her title, but she asked me to help out as far as United Way. And I told her no. And she got upset and said that she would tell the director. And I said, well, go right ahead. Because it was volunteer. It wasn't something that was part of my job. And I was truthful and honest with myself to say no. And so, and like you said, the relationship do start with me. And it's like that I believe in myself, and I have a relationship with God that you know, it's okay to say no. Even if someone, quote, supposed to have power over you as far as, you know, a job. But it's like, no, this isn't, it's like, no, I don't believe in it because of past experience that I worked as a temp. And not saying that they don't do good, but I just seen that most of the money went to the administrative people as opposed to the charity part. And so that was really, really key. So that is so true that, you know, building a relationship and starting with yourself, because lots of times we look outward as opposed to inward first.
Absolutely. Yes,
that is absolutely great. I love that. Okay. now the other question. Now, what is the key to getting back after a hurt relationship, whether it's personal or business, especially business, only because it's not always an intimate relationship, and business is a little bit different. So can you kind of share just a little bit about that? Thank you.
Absolutely. So, you know, getting back after hurt deals with what is your ability to communicate. Communication is one of the most important facets of our life. And I say that because in all that we do, even our body structure, even our body language is communicating. So really understanding how are you communicating and how are you improving? Because again, for me, working with clients, I'm really beginning to have people recognize there's a difference between being heard and being understood. And I will pick being understood over being heard every day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
So really, the part about healing from a past relationship is you have to deal with the emotion of it. So many times we're just, again, conditioned to dust off and not live in the emotion. If you are hurt, you have honest feelings. So you have to address those feelings first and determine how you felt. What happened that made you feel that way? What did you do to lead to that situation? As well as what did you allow the person to do to you? Okay, listen. I forgot. I forgot to say that. You know, I'm about to make your clutch your pearls and step on your toes. And Mama's thick, right? Mama likes the sweet potatoes at Thanksgiving, so. I'm telling you, I apologize for stepping on the toes right now, because again, we don't. So I've heard, you know, clients that I get the opportunity to work with say, well, I just leave that in the past. But have you? Because your actions tell me you haven't.
Yeah.
So how do we start to unpack that and really figure out how to, I say, I have a structure that I encourage my clients to put it in the urn. So how do you process it, determine what you take from it, put it in the urn, close the lid? And then from that learning, you then get to determine how you can move forward so you don't fall into the same traps again. Now, I'm not saying that it won't happen to you again, but you're much faster able to recognize behaviors. You're much faster able to recognize the role you're playing. And then when you're able to communicate in a way where you can be understood, it allows you to move towards remedy a lot faster.
Right. Yes. Well, the reason why I say you stepping on some toes, because I was once that person. But what I always did was I was like, okay, what did I do? What did I allow? You know, and then I had to make changes within myself, because lots of times when we hurt, you know, we always want to point the finger at someone else. And not saying they didn't, but what do we allow? What can we change? Because this is our feeling. It's not theirs. And then, and you know, like business relationships, or even dealing with business associates or networking with people, you know, that if you are supportive and force with someone else, but they don't give the same back to you in any kind of fashion, then that means you have the right to stop doing it. So, mm-hmm. so that way that you don't feel the hurt anymore. Just don't do it anymore. And so, you know, we give a lot more power to people than they deserve, and then we need to take it back.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes, yes.
You know,
yes.
I really want, I want individuals to walk away. I want the people who are listening to really understand you are invaluable. There
yes.
is no one
mm-hmm.
else in the world who can replace you.
Yeah.
So understanding literally anything in this world that's one of a kind is priceless.
Mm-hmm.
So beginning to shift our mindset to where we recognize I am a priceless gem. I was designed as a one of, there are people who might look like me, but there's no mm-hmm. one who has all of the chisels and the characteristics that I am. And I really encourage individuals to understand, I go through the program where I say, we all started as a piece of coal, right? We all had some work. We had to work through some things, right? But
mm-hmm.
from the pressure, we have become magnificent diamonds. And we cannot allow others to dim the brilliance of who we are. But we
yes.
first have to know that.
Yes, that is true. That is true. Oh, my goodness. That is great. I love that, because at times, you know, we don't really value ourselves like we should. And sometimes that we speak it, but we really don't believe it, and our actions show. So that is true. That is great. Thanks for listening to Restless the Revenue Podcast. We're going to take a quick break.
Greetings. I am Sandra Chang. I'm so excited about my new podcast, The Profit in the Nonprofit. It's going to be held every Thursday at 9 a.m. And guess what? You're going to learn how to make a profit in your nonprofit, how to set it up, and how to get funding. That's every Thursday at 9 a.m. See you there.
Hello, this is Donetta D. Mooring. I want to share with you my new book, 21 Days to Improve Your Sleep Hygiene and Lose Weight. It's a great book that provides guidance, tips, and techniques on how you can become more mindful, gain energy, and become more productive to grow your business. I appreciate you purchasing my book on Amazon, or you can go to my website, Donetta D. Mooring, which is DonettaDMooring.com. Thank you for your support. I am Donetta D. Mooring, Restless the Revenue Podcast, and we are speaking with our special guest, Janelle Clark Holly. Now, the other question would be, what are the steps for someone to accept joy, connection, and happiness? And whether that's personal or business relationship, because sometimes we don't always look at that as connection and being happy.
Mm-hmm. So I usually identify there's a couple of steps. And the first step is to really recognizing the role a fixed mindset plays versus a growth mindset. And how it's impacting you from having the ability to recognize the joy in your journey. And then the connection is about, are you empowered to ultimately reflect on how you're celebrating. Again, we are so comfortable recognizing the areas where we can grow in. We are so comfortable in having others tell us what we aren't doing right. But how are we celebrating and finding joy and happiness in what's happening in our lives? And really, again, having our ability to communicate. Because if we are able to communicate, we're going to strengthen the connections we have with people. I listened to a pastor called Pastor Paul, and he talks about happiness is always dependent on what's happening. But when you have strong connections, it leads to happiness. And when you are happy, you can feel the joy in your spirit. And that allows every relationship that you have to be strong, to flourish. The relationship you have with your significant other, the relationship you have with yourself, the relationship you have with your business, they all move to a place of having joy and happiness because you're consistently building those connections.
Right. True, true. Yes, I love that. Yes. Okay. Now, the other question I have, how do you feel sleep plays a part in building a healthy relationship?
That is so critical. Because, you know, I often say to people, many of us, I moved from saying all people, but 90% of our population has been on a plane at one time or another in their life. And we've all heard the stewardess come on and they recite to us, you know, if something unfortunately happens, put on your face mask first.
Right.
But in that moment when something is happening, for those of us who have that agape love, that deep love for someone, we potentially, when we're in that moment, we're going to seek to take care of them. Because if I'm a mom, and if I see my one-year-old and my four-year-old, I am quite confident. I hope to never be in that situation. But in the event that I am, my natural motherly instinct is going to be to protect them.
Right,
but what
I
had to do is to make people understand in that moment, if I haven't secured mine, I'm not going to have enough oxygen. So I may be able to secure the mask on the one-year-old, but now I'm passing out because I don't have enough oxygen, and she's too little to help the rest of us. So when we begin to understand it deeper, that making sure we take care of ourselves allows us to take care of others. And the role that sleep plays is, if we don't have the nutrients, if we don't have the time to rest, to heal our body, there's a deficit in the level that we provide in everything that we do. And I'm not talking about laying down and taking a quick nap. I'm talking about that deep sleep that allows us to really rest. To really rest. When your mind is constantly raging and you're laying in a bed for hours. That's not sleep.
Right.
So really understanding when you show up as your best, everyone who's connected to you will be better.
That is true. That is true. And I really agree because, you know, at times, like, you know, but when you don't get the proper sleep, and sometimes you wonder why people might be moody or they don't have the energy or things like that. So sleep is really key in you know, relationships as a whole, personal, business, just everything. And so it plays a guiding part because, you know, you need to have the energy to deal with people. You need the energy to deal with yourself first. But, you know, at times you always look at what someone else might have did because you feel a mood because you're tired. So that is key. So, yes, thank you. Once again, thank you for staying with Recipes to Revenue Podcast. We'll be right back.
Hello and welcome. This is Allison G. Daniels. I am so excited about my podcast, The Author's Lab. Tune in every Tuesday at 7 o'clock p.m., where I will be providing powerful tips, tools, and techniques about writing. Hope to see you there.
Thank you for staying with our special guest, Janelle Clark Holly. Janelle, I appreciate you taking your time and sharing all your valuable information with our listening audience. And please share with us how we can contact you and support you.
Wonderful, wonderful. I would love the opportunity to serve your community. They can reach out to me by going to my website, JC Holley, and that's HOLLEY.com. And there they can reach out to me. They can email me at ClarkHolley@gmail.com. They can also find me on social media. And if they're seeking to strengthen their relationship, join my Facebook group, Empowering Your Relationship. And they can find me on LinkedIn. And again, I encourage them to go to my website so they can learn about upcoming events. And again, I believe in this work. So there's always opportunities to work with me in a community. There's opportunities to work with me individually. And I also provide free masterclasses so that I can, again, continue to serve in this work that I do.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I can be reached on my website, which is at the bottom of the podcast, which is donatadmoring.com, which is donatadmoring.com. And it always sleep heals.